Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. When I Say No, I Feel Guilty by Manuel J. Smith is a practical guide to building assertiveness without turning into someone you do not want to be. First published as a self-help classic, the book is widely known for translating therapy-informed ideas into everyday language and usable scripts. Smith focuses on how guilt, anxiety, and social conditioning can trap people into saying yes, over-explaining, or avoiding conflict. Rather than promoting aggression or manipulation, he frames assertiveness as a set of learnable behaviors that protect personal rights while respecting others. Readers are introduced to systematic assertive therapy, a skills-based approach that emphasizes clear boundaries, calm repetition, and freedom from unnecessary justification. The book is especially relevant for people who feel responsible for other people's feelings, struggle with pushy sales tactics, or get pulled into arguments they never meant to have. Its enduring appeal comes from its emphasis on practice, real-world examples, and simple tools for difficult moments. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, personal rights and the roots of guilt. A central idea in the book is that many people experience guilt not because they are doing something wrong, but because they have absorbed unspoken rules about what they owe others. Smith discusses basic personal rights such as the right to say no, the right to change your mind, and the right to make mistakes. These rights sound obvious, yet they often collide with family expectations, workplace dynamics, and cultural messages that reward compliance. The book connects guilt to fear of disapproval and to the habit of seeking permission for normal needs. By naming these rights explicitly, readers can start separating realistic responsibility from emotional responsibility, the sense that you must manage other people's reactions to you. Smith also distinguishes assertiveness from selfishness by emphasizing intent and respect. You can protect your time, money, and attention without belittling anyone. This foundation matters because techniques alone can feel robotic if you still believe you are wrong for having boundaries. The topic prepares readers to recognize guilt as a predictable signal of conditioning, then respond with deliberate behavior instead of impulsive appeasement. Secondly, the broken record method for calm boundary setting. One of the most recognized skills associated with this book is the broken record technique, a way to hold a boundary without escalating into debate. The idea is simple: state your position in a brief, respectful sentence and repeat it as needed, even when the other person changes tactics. Instead of offering new reasons each time, which invites counterarguments, you keep returning to the core message. This is especially useful with persistent requesters, sales pressure, or family members who treat discussion as a negotiation you cannot leave. Smith emphasizes tone and pacing, suggesting that calm repetition communicates certainty and reduces the emotional charge. The technique also protects you from over-explaining, a common pattern among people who feel guilty, because explanation can become a trap where the other person evaluates your reasons and decides whether you are allowed to refuse. The broken record approach makes the decision yours while still being civil. The broader lesson is that you do not need to win an argument to be assertive. You need to communicate a clear boundary and maintain it consistently. Thirdly, fogging and handling criticism without defensiveness. Another key skill presented is fogging, a way to respond to criticism, sarcasm, or baiting without becoming defensive. In everyday conflict, people often feel forced to either fight back or surrender. Fogging creates a third option: acknowledge any possible truth in what the other person says while still holding your position. For example, you can agree that they are disappointed, or that your choice may inconvenience them, without agreeing that you are wrong to choose it. This reduces the payoff of attacks because the critic does not get the emotional reaction they were seeking. Smith frames this as emotional self-protection rather than manipulation. It keeps conversations from spiraling into insults, justification, and counter-accusation. Fogging also helps in situations where the criticism may be partly valid, allowing you to accept feedback without collapsing into shame. Combined with assertive statements, it supports a steady posture under pressure. The deeper value of this topic is learning to separate your self-worth from someone else's opinion. You can stay respectful, stay calm, and still decide what you will do next. Fourthly, assertive inquiry and negative assertion for mature conflict. Beyond simple refusal skills, the book explores ways to engage conflict constructively. Assertive inquiry focuses on asking calm, specific questions when you are criticized or accused. Instead of arguing, you request details. What exactly is the concern? What behavior is being referenced? And what outcome the other person wants? This turns vague blame into concrete information, which is easier to evaluate and respond to. Smith also discusses negative assertion, the ability to admit an error or shortcoming without excessive apology or self-attack. Many people either deny mistakes to protect pride or over-apologize to avoid rejection. Negative assertion models a balanced response: yes, I did that, and I will address it, without adding dramatic guilt or inviting punishment. These tools are especially useful at work, in close relationships, and in parenting because they preserve dignity on both sides. They also prevent escalation by shifting the focus from winning to clarifying. The topic highlights that assertiveness is not only saying no, it is also the capacity to hear feedback, negotiate when appropriate, and take responsibility without surrendering personal boundaries. Lastly, stopping manipulation traps and breaking yes habits, Smith examines common interpersonal traps that keep people stuck in automatic compliance. These include loaded questions, implied obligations, and emotional pressure such as disappointment, anger, or appeals to loyalty. When you feel guilty, you may respond to pressure by explaining, bargaining, or offering partial yes answers that still drain you. The book encourages readers to notice the pattern, request, pressure, justification, escalation, and eventual surrender. Techniques like the broken record and fogging are presented as antidotes, but the larger goal is habit change. Readers learn to pause, choose a response, and tolerate the discomfort that comes with new behavior. Smith also addresses the fear that assertiveness will damage relationships, suggesting that healthy relationships adapt to clearer boundaries, while unhealthy dynamics often depend on your inability to say no. The topic reinforces that saying yes should be a genuine choice, not a reflex to avoid guilt. With practice, readers can reduce resentment, protect time and energy, and build interactions that are based on consent rather than coercion. In conclusion, this book fits readers who regularly overcommit, avoid conflict, or feel anxious when they need to refuse a request. It is also valuable for people who have tried general confidence advice but still freeze in real conversations because Smith focuses on specific behaviors you can rehearse and use under pressure. The benefit to daily life is practical: clearer boundaries, fewer resentful yes answers, and more honest communication. When you can say no without lengthy defenses, you protect your schedule, finances, and emotional energy. You also become easier to trust because your yes starts to mean yes. Compared to many modern assertiveness books that lean heavily on motivation or personality typing, this title stands out for its straightforward skill orientation and its emphasis on predictable social dynamics like criticism, persistence, and guilt triggers. Its tools are memorable, easy to practice, and adaptable to work, family, and customer interactions. For buyers, the value lies in durability. These techniques do not depend on trends, and they support long-term behavior change through repetition and self-awareness. If you want a classic, method-driven approach to assertiveness, it is worth owning. If you would like to support Manuel J. Smith, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.